Okay.
Very good.
Go.
I heard it. All right.
All right.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it. Zach, are you on sync? Is it good?
I clapped.
Okay. Well, everyone clapped. We're good to go then.
Crazy.
All right. Chatbox gets to welcome Nate's brother onto the show, Zachary.
Hi.
Zacharias.
Zacharias. That's a good
I
name.
Have
Zacharias.
Zacharias.
That's a new one. Thank you, Paula. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Before we get started, though, too, today's music is called Not That. It's called Days Like These by Lakey Inspired. Enjoy. Okay, great. Here we go.
Oh, right into the music?
Zach, we're not going to go right into the music yet because okay. I gotta mention something real quick.
All right.
Zach, I got to be honest with you. Okay. I have a confession that both Paul and I have to make.
Okay.
Ooh, what do I have to make?
We did zero planning for this episode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So everything that you'll be hearing for today's challenge will be 100% improvised, but I think that'll be much more fun.
Oh, that's great, because I was up like 2 hours last night working on the introduction to my prompt.
That's a lie.
Oh, I was seriously up until 11. I was up until 11.
Why were you up to 11?
Working on the introduction to my prompt, and then I did nothing else.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
But you already gave us our prompt even before.
We know our prompt.
Oh, you're getting a little curveball today.
Oh.
So there's going to be a new prompt.
So the challenge has just been updated.
Oh, well, even before we get to the challenge, just go ahead and roll the music.
Roll it. Welcome
to
Chatbox. This week we have a special guest, obviously Zach. This is Nate's brother. I think he listens to the podcast.
Yeah, arguably our number one fan. And if
actually though,
and if any of your friends also claim they are the number one fans, I think we should have a number one fan show off or showdown one day.
Should we have a dance battle or something?
Not a dance battle.
What? No. Maybe. No dance battles.
No. No. Maybe trivia about the podcast.
Oh. I don't even know if I would win.
I don't even think I would either. Yeah, that could be interesting. But anyways,
All right.
Zach is here with us, and we have, is it like a challenge or a hot topic?
Kind of. It's a mixture of both.
Right.
What we're going to do is Nate and I are going to present a plan based off of three topics to impress
Zach. We have three scenarios.
No. And then Zach is going to give us the third scenario in which we have to respond.
Right, so three topics total. It's kind of like a showdown between Paul and I. Whoever has the best plan, as voted by Zach,
wins
bragging rights. All the way until next week's episode.
Wins bragging rights?
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of anything juicier...
This,
DM us before
is this a
the
new
podcast.
Low, a new low we're at on our podcast. Anyways, let's go through these topics real quick. So number one, which I picked, how do you survive if you're on an island?
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, you picked?
Creating the best vacation.
Right. And then Zach, I guess you were up for 2 hours until 11, creating the prompt for our third topic here.
Survival scenario?
Well, it's the way my prompt ends, it sort of leads right into it. So do you want me to...
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, I think we should
wait. Just hold
right
off
now?
On the prompt?
Yeah, let's
hold off on it.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like you're going to walk us through like a Dungeons & Dragons game.
Oh,
like,
God. It's going to be very complex.
Paula picks up the rat from the corner and throws it at Nathaniel.
Write down notes of, you know, what we don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we just jump right into it then?
Yeah, into a survival island situation.
That is correct. So I picked you are abandoned on an island, mm-hmm. and you had to survive, so you create a game plan.
Yep.
It was my topic, so I say, Paula, you go first.
I get to go first?
What's
okay.
your game plan for surviving
so
on an
my
island?
Game, my game plan would be Okay, so did a flight crash or just I wake up and there's no one around me?
Sure, flight crash. Just like Lost. You're just on like the Lost Island.
Are other people alive?
No, it's just you. You're it's the only survivor, me? Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess my first thing would be build a fire on the beach, put rocks out, SOS style.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've watched Lost, I know the transceiver is important, so I'd use that if I could. Then after like a day, I would try and build some sort of like shelter, find spring water, something that I could drink.
Mm.
I wouldn't be able to hunt, so I'd like figure out how to fish.
Mm.
I would probably figure out how to trap fishing small is animals. Hunting. Like, we'll see if I have any skills to do that. But I think that would be my biggest priority after putting out all the SOS stuff.
Yeah, what do you
It'd
do be with
shelter first, food right. second. Or excuse me, shelter first, water second, food third.
And what happens when the monster chases you? What do you do?
Run.
Run.
Run. that's pretty much all I've got.
Zach, any questions? What about thoughts, concerns about her plan? I feel like I also got to, drag your plan through the mud just so my plan looks better.
Well, see, I kind of want to hear Nathaniel's plan first. So that I can directly compare the two of you.
Sure, sure.
I don't
want to
tear into Paula before I hear just how bad Nathaniel is.
Because he will tear into me.
Let's see here. I think, I'm on the island. Collecting food and water, whether that's leftover food from the plane, leftover water from the plane, assess my own self for any injuries and tend to those injuries first. If I got a gash or something, take the alcohol off the plane and soak some alcohol up in the injuries and then wrap it up with any emergency bandages on the plane.
You're way worse off than I was.
Well, yeah.
I escaped the plane crash unscathed.
I just have a much thorough plan. I'm assessing for everything.
Uh-huh.
And then even before I build anything, I'm going to make sure I have a general supply of food and water first, not to get dehydrated. Make sure I have plenty of clothes and layers of clothing to prevent from any sunburn for when I do finally build my SOS rock signal on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Building a shelter, that'll probably actually come first. Make sure I have a nice little place, nice little cozy place to sleep.
Push.
Just to lay my head down.
A little plush.
Yep. Let's see here. Catching animals. Oh, I've seen this on TV. If you see like little bunny trails or whatnot where leaves are pushed down or brush is kind of pushed out of the way, it might mean there's a little rabbit running through or maybe a small pheasant of some sort.
Mm.
You can take vines from the trees and make little rabbit traps by using the vines to make a tiny little rope that tightens around the animal as it goes through it.
Ooh.
Probably try doing a couple of lows. I'd also imagine if you just dig a very, very, very deep hole and put spikes at the bottom of it, odds are you're going to kill something and get something that way too. Now, of course, I would make sure I have my complimentary rope so I can fish things out of the hole as things kill themselves. And as I kill more rabbits or bunnies, I will probably put some dead guts, over top of my hole to bring in more things I need to kill that way. What else would I do? I would probably make a Wilson. So any kind of sports equipment, I would decorate with a nice little face on it so I'm not alone and I can have something to talk to.
Oh, wow.
just like Tom Hanks on Castaway there. And then what else? Well, actually, probably within a week, I'll already have a mansion built, so I probably won't want to leave the island anymore. I'll have full plumbing. I will train monkeys how to clean my mansion for me, and I will enslave the monkeys and make them do all my chores for me, and I will be the Monkey King, and they'll make a Netflix series about me called Monkey King.
You know what, Zach? You don't even have to answer. I vote for Nate. I think this is the most realistic.
I agree that Nathaniel does have a better game plan.
Thank you. Thank
in
you.
General.
Thank you.
Probably a better order to things, too, especially, finding food and water before building a shelter.
That's true. Before you build things.
Before
rookie
setting
mistake,
up an
Paula.
SOS.
You'll never survive on an island.
Okay.
I did enjoy that Nathaniel's apparently going to tiger trap a rabbit.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's more than doable.
I'm a little disappointed, though, that neither of you mentioned making soap.
Oh, I'll make my monkeys do that for me.
I don't care what I smell like.
What do you make soap with? Tree sap?
Acid.
Acid?
You need
no, it's a base.
Fat
actually.
And lye. Yeah. Well, that's right. You need a base.
Huh.
You could do it on an island.
Acid.
No, not
the
acid.
Off the animals I catch and then use the fat as soap.
That's not wrong.
But
maybe
yeah.
Make some complimentary candles to keep me up at night as I talk to Wilson.
I mean the plane probably has soap.
This is true.
That's true. But I just
only limited supply though. You'd have to learn how to make your own.
Right.
No. Mm. Yeah. What else, Zach? What else do we need to make? How else have we disappointed you with our plans?
Well, I only point out the soap because if you don't have soap, you're probably going to die of infection.
Nah.
Damn it. Well, Nate might, but I came out of the crash unscathed.
What about the salt water, though, in the ocean? I feel like the salt water would actually help cleanse you.
You know what?
Because we did salt water floating.
We did.
In a tank before, a sensory deprivation tank.
It was great. Think of all the floating you could do out on an island.
Cured me of all my infections.
Yeah.
Zach, I think your plan is terrible.
Yeah, we might have to check on what concentration of salt you actually need to disinfect a wound.
I heard the ocean has the perfect amount.
I doubt it, and I'm pretty sure even the ocean's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe. Take you out.
Jeez, I'd be afraid to go, like, too deep in the ocean, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, riptide one, but then also, like,
I forgot.
Ocean creatures.
Like I would use my my acquired vines to create hammocks, so it's a luxurious living on my island.
Are you making the hammocks in the mansion that the monkeys made you, or are the hammocks outside?
Both. We offer indoor and outdoor for all of our guests and clientele who would wish to get visit Monkey King Hotel and getaway suites.
Very good. You know what? There is a flaw.
What's that?
You forgot the moat.
The moat.
I'm demoting points.
I'm on an island.
That is true.
I'm demoting points.
An island is Earth's natural moat.
Yes, but you don't have a moat to keep the monkeys of the opposing tribe out.
Exactly.
Okay, who said there's an opposing tribe? I've enslaved all the monkeys on my island.
Oh, there's always rebels, Nathaniel. There's always rebels.
Always.
That's why.
So therefore, your plan shatters in upon itself, and I win this round.
Well, no, that's for Zach to decide.
No, Nathaniel still wins this round. I'm sorry, Paula.
I was going to say, Paula would have died right away if she tried building things rather than getting her natural needs met first.
I mean, I wouldn't be smart enough to do things independently. I would have to do everything at the same time.
Rock!
So, like, exactly.
Add that to my SOS on the beach.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, my biggest problem with Paula's plan was waiting until the next day to start looking for water.
Ah.
Because you can only live about 3 days without water.
Yeah. It's like, what, 14 days without food and then 3 days without water?
My SOS,
pretty much,
though,
yeah.
Isn't it the first 24 hours that's the most important?
Well, it depends, because if you if you crash on the island from Lost, you're 1,000 miles off course.
Yeah, if you're 1,000 miles off course, that's tough. But yeah. most crashes would happen more on course.
I feel like the burning plane would do the trick for you on the first day, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, granted, that's if you want to be saved. In my story, you just build a mansion and you just live on your own private island.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I changed my entire plan.
Oh, here we go.
Pull out my handy-dandy cell phone and it has full bar service and it wasn't destroyed in the crash. And I call my mom.
So, which
and then the phone battery dies after you call your mom.
Man. Which satellite tower is your phone connecting to?
I don't know. I have
all
Verizon.
Of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Okay. It's a good
phone. I take it off airplane mode. Yeah.
It's a very good phone. I'd like to know what you have so I can buy one.
It's a great phone, yeah. Mm. Well, either way, I'll take the win on this one, as Zach has already said. Thank you.
Well done. We're all surprised.
All right, plan B, really. Vacation. Oh, jeez.
All right. So, Nate, as this was my prompt, you get to go first.
Yeah, so I have a private island with a mansion on it, with enslaved monkeys that will do all of your needs with indoor and outdoor hammocks. I think I would invite you. Oh, go ahead.
Your private island. Are you having a staycation?
I don't know what it is.
Not a vacation?
Oh, no. This is a vacation for you, Zach, for you to come visit me in my Monkey King hotel and get away suites.
I see.
The cooking's not great, I will admit there. But there's a lot of things to do, lots of entertainment. You have to build your own furniture when you arrive. And so, you keep busy. The time actually goes by. From the day you show up, you'll be surprised that it seems like it's already tomorrow, the day you're leaving. Yeah, it just flies. No. The plane you arrive flies and crashes on the island, too. So landing times does not take long. It does not take long. And you'll be so excited to get off the plane and come into my mansion because the plane is bursting in flames and blowing up. It's all relative. When you're in the crashing plane, everyone wants to come immediately to my mansion afterwards. So let's hear, what else? What other luxuries do I offer? Monkey massages.
Oh.
Yep.
Soap.
Yeah, we
from
offer
the fat
soap
of animals.
From the fat of the monkeys who misbehave.
Oh, from the rebel monkeys.
From the rebels. Yeah, the rebel monkeys.
Monkeys.
Yeah. And we also offer. Bocce ball with coconuts. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is that dangerous?
I'm sure it's fine.
Uh-huh.
As long as no one's throwing the coconuts at each other. See, that's why we banned dodgeball last season.
Oh,
we had
too many liability issues.
Injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's our vacation. We're excited to have you, Zach. we'll see you shortly. So that's my vacation.
At the hotel a la banana.
At the hotel a la banana. Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead. What's your vacation, Paula?
Yeah,
it's probably nothing compared to mine.
Mine's really realistic as well, just like yours. So we've all been learning Italian for 6 months, and we become fluent because we just pick it up immediately. So obviously we need to go to Rome. Someone I work with has 3 free tickets for us to use that their family can't use anymore. So we fly out the first week of June, which surprisingly you and I and Zach already had off. I don't know. And then they wanted to go to the hotel a la banana instead and couldn't get a return on their other flight.
No substitutions.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we go to Rome and we get to take tours, and the food is actually really great there. There are vegan options everywhere.
Okay.
Vegan
options everywhere.
Thank you.
We get to go, into
the
museums.
Soap vegan too.
The soap is great.
Hey, you can make soap out of.
You can't even tell
just
it
any
has
fat.
A base.
Oh.
Yeah. I learned that in Fight Club. Any fat.
Italy.
We do whatever we want in Italy.
Yep.
And people just give us free things because we can speak Italian fluently. And it's just great. And the hotel is 5-star.
Oh, wow. What makes it a 5-star hotel?
And what?
What makes it a 5-star hotel?
I don't know. Someone told me it was 5-star and I just...
Sounds like a franchise of Hotel Al Banana.
And people are falling in love with us all over.
Wow.
We just walk by and everyone's just gushing.
I'm sure that's how it works.
Yeah.
What activities will we do?
Anything that Zach wants. You hear that, Zach? Mine is adaptable.
It sounds like...
It's customizable.
You know, it sounds like both of you are pandering.
I was not pandering at all.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Liar.
Nate's was pretty serious.
All right, Zach, what questions do you have for either your vacation plans, option A or option
Let's
B?
Let's read it.
Well, my first question is for Paula regarding the most unbelievable part of her plan.
That it's all free?
No, that you think we're going to actually be fluent in Italian in 6 months.
Oh. You have high faith in us.
We already know how to say hello. We know how to say my name is. Yep. We know how to say how are you. Plus, I'm relearning, so I know how to speak other things.
We'll just have...
Like, dove la panetteria?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Grazie.
Where's that?
Where's the bakery?
Yep.
Yeah.
Still a far cry from fluency.
Yeah, it's a little far from fluency. We might be lucky if we could speak like 4-year-olds in 6 months' time.
Pizza con... I don't know.
Mm.
And then,
all right, Zach, next questions.
Well, my next question would be for Nathaniel regarding the most unbelievable part of your plan.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Tell a la banana doesn't do it for you?
Jeez, do I need to send you a brochure? Were you not listening?
You know, a brochure might help.
How about our website?
Oh, please. A-L-A-B-A-N-A-N-A.
Assuming it's all true, what vacation would you rather go on?
Oh, definitely Italy. They've got good
food.
Oh, yes!
It's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Amazing.
Even my monkeys don't like Hotel a la Banana.
You admitted on your own vacation that the food was crappy.
Yeah, because all we have are bananas.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, this one goes to Paula.
Good for you.
Hooray. We're 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
2 for 2.
Why? Well, we're both one for two.
One for two each.
1 for 2.
This is game point here. All right, Zach.
All right.
You've been staying up till 11 making this prompt. Let's hear it.
I know. I'm really excited.
I'm not sure you're going to like this since it's all tied up. But we'll see how this goes. So you ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So, you're asleep. Why? It doesn't make sense. You don't remember going to sleep. As you slowly return to consciousness, the world around you makes less and less sense. Is that sand you feel? And what's that sound? Is it waves crashing into the beach? And something else, so you can't quite place it. You realize something is wrong. Your eyes snap open. Above, you see it's night. Unsettling. It's a clear night. The stars are shining. The moon is full. You begin to sit up, continuing to take in the scene around you. To your mutual surprise, you each find the other is lying beside you.
Oh, we're together.
Oh, no.
Good news for me, bad news for me.
But even more surprising is what you're each wearing. You're both dressed as though you could be attending some sort of high-class cocktail party.
Mm.
Speaking of parties,
get in my way. Speaking of parties,
you've finally realized what that noise is. It sounds like a party in the distance, and when you turn to look at the source, you find yourself looking away from the ocean, through a sparse forest, and directly at a mansion atop a hill.
Hmm.
Might it be called a la banana?
It is not called a la banana.
Okay.
It is, however, well-lit, very active, and somehow familiar, though you can't remember why.
Hmm.
In fact, you can't remember much of anything about how you arrived in your present situation.
Hmm.
The last thing you remember was sitting at home in your pajamas, watching Netflix.
Wow.
You continue staring at the mansion, trying to sort out your thoughts when a single piece of realization hits you like a waterfall of bricks on a pyramid of champagne. You know the mansion. You've seen it online. It belongs to Christopher Diamond, billionaire, executive, philanthropist. You are on the private island of a man suspected of leading a criminal syndicate known to be responsible for fraud, murder, trafficking, poaching, and a litany of other crimes that shouldn't be mentioned on a family show.
Christopher Diamond does not sound like a nice person.
He's only suspected, though. You aren't quite sure he's actually that bad.
Okay.
You don't know how you got here, but you do know here is not where you want to be. You're broken out of your contemplations when you notice something out of the corner of your eye. Someone's coming your way. Two people, actually. They have flashlights, but you think they're too far away to have noticed you yet. You briefly notice behind them, further in the distance, are more buildings. Part of a pier, cool. Perhaps, but you don't have much time to think about it. If you're going to do something, now is the time to act. What do you do?
Oh, and what's our objective? To get off the island?
I suppose the objective is whatever you want, but I'm pretty sure you don't want to be on that island.
Okay.
Who goes first?
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors for it?
Yeah, sure.
Whoever wins goes second?
Yeah, whoever wins can just decide.
Okay.
Are you guys okay? Okay.
We're going to rock, paper, scissors.
We're going to throw it on shoot.
Ready? Yeah.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yep.
Okay.
First one wins.
Great.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, well.
Okay, Paula goes first because right. I won.
Great. So I want to get off this island. The people haven't seen us yet. You know what? I'm just going to let them find me. I'm just going to explain my situation. Hey. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Till they don't speak English.
My name is Paula. Do they speak English?
I don't know.
My name is Paula. I think I was attending this ball. I just woke up here. I think someone might have, like, drugged me and brought me out here. Don't know.
Well,
anyway.
As you see them approach and get closer, you see it's two men dressed in somewhat utilitarian outfits. They're both carrying submachine guns with flashlights.
So gonna talk way
you
out of that
suddenly
one.
You're impressed with the idea that these might be guards on the island patrolling.
Yeah.
They
well, maybe I
don't
maybe
seem
I
to be the
bet.
Kindest of folks.
Do I get a redo?
Sure, why not? You can have a redo.
We're just going to learn new information.
Zach is sad that I got, like, to point zero. Like, I didn't even get to point one.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, I guess I hide in the bushes or wherever I need to go. Wait till they walk by.
So you head into the forest. You see these guards walking by. You're pretty sure they haven't noticed you because there was a party over at the beach earlier, and your footprints have been obscured by everybody else's. Lucky there. And they just kind of pass you by.
Okay, great. Well, now that I know there are footprints, probably just follow that. Looks like I'm dressed in the right attire. So I approach the mansion. And then I get shot.
Yes, I wasn't dropping a pen. That was the gun going off.
Oh, jeez.
So you so you approach the mansion. I assume you're bringing Nathaniel with you in all this, and not just leaving him in the beach.
Oh my God! Absolutely. In the real scenario, Nate would probably be guiding me, but but yeah.
Okay, so you approach the mansion. You see that there's certainly a party going on. lots of music, lots of people. There's people outside on the sort of terrace and garden area, generally drinking, chatting, having a good time. You're not quite sure you've seen Christopher Diamond anywhere just yet. These are all just generally people who appear to be of higher social standing. Just having a good time.
Okay. And
can you tell they're of higher social standing because they have monkey slaves?
Yes, they each have a monkey slave bringing them the drinks for them.
Maybe it is a la banana.
Maybe it is, yeah.
And no one's generally noticed you yet. You're just...
in the party.
I'm just a part of the party. Okay, I think I would double check, make sure Nate and I look presentable, like we didn't get beat up. Oh, I would also assess Nate, like, and ask him to assess me to see if it looked like I had been, like, hit somewhere. And then I think I would try and just sleuth my way in to the party and see if I recognize anyone or see if there are any weak links at the party, like someone hanging out alone or maybe someone who's just a little too drunk.
Oh, there's certainly a few people who have overdone it. There's certainly a wallflower or two. There isn't any to party. You and Nathaniel both look fine. Quite presentable, other than the sand that was covering your backs, but I assume you brushed that off.
Okay, great. So I approach one of the weak links.
Okay.
And I make chit-chat and say, "Hi, how are you?" What brings you
here? Certainly willing to make chit-chat.
Great.
They don't know Christopher Diamond directly. They were hoping to get a an introduction here.
Okay.
But once they arrived at the party, they realized it probably wasn't actually going to happen, so they kind of just indulged a bit and have been enjoying themselves since.
Well, good, good. Well, do you know anyone else at the party?
A few people here and there, but mostly by name. There's a lot of higher profile people if you run in the right circles.
Oh. Very fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, Nate and I are going to get a drink. Do you want us to grab you anything?
Oh, yes, indeed. Whiskey sour. Double, if you don't mind.
Great. All right. We go to the bar.
Where are we going?
To the bar.
What is your plan here?
We gotta go get a whiskey sour.
We gotta speed this up.
A double whiskey sour.
We gotta speed this up. Let's get off this island.
I'm just trying to figure out how all these other people got there. So we go to the bar. I might make small chat with the bartender and ask them how they got a gig like this.
Well... That's really not an interesting story.
Okay, great. Onward, I bring back the whiskey, the double whiskey sour.
Oh, man.
Yes, so how'd you guys come to the island?
By plane. Like everyone else, didn't you get here by plane?
Oh, planes.
Yeah. Funny thing. I must have done something where I just can't remember how I got here. Must be drinking a little too much.
Oh, you must have been drinking quite a lot.
Oh, well, maybe. Do you know when the party ends?
Oh, I'm not sure it's... There is an end. Oh. I think we're just going to keep partying until
you get off this damn island. Everyone's
tired.
Until everyone's tired.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I think Nate looks pretty tired. He doesn't indulge in drinking and party culture. Would you point us in the direction of the planes?
But the planes aren't running again until tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. Do you know who I can ask about my room here?
Well, the butler was showing everyone to their rooms. That you should have been shown to your room when you got here.
We arrived a little late, so I think maybe I'll just ask. I'm gonna go grab him. Thank you so much. I hope to see you a little bit later. I might come back down.
You're welcome.
Now we're suspicious.
Oh no, you're bringing heat onto us.
All right, I asked the butler where my room is.
And your name is?
Paula. Oh.
Just Paula.
Just Paula.
At 3530, got it. You're really under heat now.
I know.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have a Paula on the list. and your name, sir? Last name? And what's your companion's name?
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond.
Well, we certainly don't have a James Bond on the list.
Oh.
But I'm sure we can find some arrangements for you if you'll head to room 2B, please.
I don't think we should go to 2B because...
Let's go to 2B!
We're not on the list. 2B is for all the people who don't log on the list.
It's so true, but I want to know what's happening.
Okay, 2B, go. Mm.
You can survive, Nate. This is my game.
you make it to room 2B. Everything mm-hmm. seems fine. You're in the room doing whatever you're doing. And then you hear a knock at the door.
Okay. Can I look through the keyhole first?
You do. It looks like it's a member of security.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, here we go.
This is where the torture begins.
I open the door.
No!
Yeah, you're going to get arrested and hauled off, and it's not going to end well for you.
Wait, hauled off as in hauled off the island?
No, as in hauled off to the holding rooms on the island.
Damn it.
Does Paula lose?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right,
I got my answer. It's nice and simple. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you said the last thing we remember, we were like in bed watching Netflix or something like that, right?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the next thing we remember, we're dressed up super fancy on this beach, on this mystical island with a mansion and all that.
Yes.
Great. I got two answers. You can pick whichever one you like best. Number one, I'd stop doing drugs and live a life of sobriety. number two, I would take off my VR headset and stop playing this game. With yeah. Paula, because she's in this world too and playing this same virtual reality game.
You're not even going to try.
No.
I got it so far, Nate.
That's how I get
you
off the island.
You should have explored the town.
I just stopped the train.
Oh, God.
Okay, I guess Paula wins because at least she accepted reality.
She didn't even check to see if she had VR headset on. Come on. What if I just stopped doing drugs? All right, what was the solution, Zach?
Well, you could have gone to that pier you saw briefly off in the distance and tried to
was
commandeer
there a
speedboat.
See, damn. I was going to say that. My third answer was I was going to convince Paula to talk to the friendly, nice-looking guards that were coming
the
way.
They looked so nice.
And then I was going to go pee in the woods. Oh. And then as Paula was talking to the guards and getting arrested, I was going to run around and take the boat up for myself and run.
That would have been a better plan than Paula's.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
Paula, guess what? You
I
won.
I wanted to explore.
Two out of one.
Zach worked so hard on this.
I mean, well, no. See, I worked hard on the intro. Everything after asking what do you do now
was improvised.
Yes.
Oh, so bad.
Wow, very well. Yeah. Well done, sir.
Well done.
Well done.
I'd take my speedboat to Monkey Island.
Hotel Alabanado. Yo.
All right.
Wow. Do we know Is it just a scenario, or do we know? Is there a reason why we were on the island?
Yeah, what was the reason how we got on there?
Like I said, everything after "What do you do now?" was improvised.
It's just a scenario.
So drugs.
I think.
I don't know. Maybe. Go ahead, Paula. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we were drugged. I think someone abducted us from home, threw us on this island, and wanted to see what we would do.
How about this? We talk about this more in our chit-chat box, and we can wrap this one up, and then we'll go into that chit-chat box. So, let's see here. Next week's episode is going to be our book club. Our book club that we are reading for this coming week is The Defining Decade by Meggitt J. PhD.
Yep.
So go ahead and check that out if you want to join our little book club. Thank you, Zach, for being a participant on our
little
podcast
here. Yeah,
of course, anytime.
That was great. So we're going to do is do the outro, and then don't end the recording yet, though. All right?
because we
also had to tell you these instructions live as we're recording.
Yeah, we do.
So thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at Chatbox Podcast.
You can DM us on any social media platform to see your questions or challenges featured in the show.
If you would like to support this podcast, please leave a review of the show on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends. And with that,
it's either going to be a great time or a great story.
See you next week
on Chatbox.
On Chatbox.
Chatbox.
Bye.